so you stand and there with your hands against the pane, looking out the window at the rain. And I wanted to tell you all your tears were not in vain, but I guess we both we'll be right back. even in the center of Parliament.
Bye. I love walking, watching the leaves fall, and this is a very nice little poem called Autumn Song by the French poet Paul Verlaine. A sighing begins in the violins of the autumn song. My heart is drowned in the slow sound, languorous and long. Pale as with pain, breath follows me when, and fails me when the hours toll deep. My thoughts recover, the days that are over, and I weep. And I go where the wind knows, broken and brief, to and fro as the wind blows a dying leaf.
Thank you.
exposition in the beginning of this year, Tom Verlaine. Tom Verlaine was such a wondrous composer. He founded the group Television, and he was one of our really, truly great guitarists. This is a song that Tom wrote for Marquee Moon, and we'd like to play it now in memory of Tom. Thank you. Lane. And I wrote this specifically in memory of William Blake, who, crossing the 18th to the 19th century, he gave us such wonderful poetry, song, philosophy, paintings. He was a master printer, a true visionary, and he was, he fought for children's rights, women's rights, and in his lifetime, he had no real success. He was not appreciated at all, and he actually died in poverty, but in a state of joy because he was still working and still maintaining his vision. So, to the worker.
Thank you.
Century, and the captain had the most wonderful, wondrous ship, a golden ship that did not sail the sea, but the billowing clouds. It sailed the hot liquors of the Milky Way, and the captain and his ship was beloved by all the birds of the air, the ravens, doves and the eagles, especially the tiny sparrows. They followed the captain by the thousands. They followed him through the clouds and his great, great banners, tattooed with a skull and a crossbone, and the beautiful face of his mother.
Great.
the rogues are whistling. Nine blue-eyed sailors tip their hats to him as he waltzes through them, more vagabond than king, with diamonds on his sleeve.
Come on, like so.
Seb Rockford on drums. My son, Jackson Smith, on guitar. Take a bit of work.
Sorry, I fucked that up. I'm sorry. have a little like Donald Duck or
the word, no. want this long with silver hair down my throat or what? Maybe I need one of my doctors to get surgically removed. Just give me a second. Like a little silver bell on the neck of a tiny lamb. Could happen. This is a song by Neil Young. And Neil, I met Neil 50 years ago when he wrote the song. We're the same age. He was such a nice fella, tall, sort of lanky, greasy hair and flannel shirt. He was awesome. And he was very concerned about nature, how we were treating nature, and very worried about that. And that was half a century ago. And he wrote this song. I saw a silver spaceship in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a children crying and colors flying all around the chosen one, all in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. They were flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century.
Fine, whatever you like.
Pissing in a river, watching it rise, tattoo fingers. Shy away from me. Voices, voices, mesmerize. Voices, voices, beckon and see.
Excreting your soul.
Thank you.
Jackson's laundry. And then trudge in the rain to a laundromat to lovingly wash every sock. And then leave his favorite shirt in the dryer. These are the things that make life worth living. So this little song was written for Jackson's father, Fred Sonic Smith. Understand, desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Such an awesome fella, still alive with us. It's so great to be living at the same moment of a great artist who's sitting somewhere in his garden in Cologne, listening to the birds singing to him.
I'm walking in a room, you know I'm
thank you, Jesus. G L O R I A. Thank you, Daniel, for having us.